with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are winning their respective presidential primaries in Ohio and Florida today. They'll also cruise to victory in other primaries in Arizona, Illinois, and Kansas. Both are their presumptive party nominees. In Ohio, Sherrod Brown is expected to cruise to the Democratic Party's nomination for another term in the U.S. Senate. On the Republican side, the fight for the seat held by Brown pits Trump-backed businessman Bernie Moreno against two challengers, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose and Matt Dolan, whose family owns the Cleveland Guardians baseball team. Dolan's been endorsed by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and former Ohio Governor John Kasich. Donald Trump's comments on Israel spark outrage, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a radio interview, Trump said any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion and they hate everything about Israel. The comments to former advisor Sebastian Gorka drew immediate condemnation from several groups, including the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee. At the White House, a spokesman said there is no justification for spreading toxic, false stereotypes that threaten fellow citizens. The Trump campaign stood by the former president's remarks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The top two military commanders who oversaw the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021 testified Tuesday afternoon before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Former U.S. Central Command Commander Frank McKenzie says the State Department's move to order an evacuation from Kabul in 2021 came too late.
It was my opinion then and my opinion now that that particular decision was the fatal flaw that created what happened in August.
This is SRN News. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence movies, released two new films this month focused on the book of Revelation in the Bible. One of his new films is entitled Times of Fire because the Bible reveals there were persecutions visited upon many churches that were faithful.
And we're living in a culture right now in America specifically where there are things coming against the church like we've never seen it before. And we're living in a post-Christian society because people are turning away from the Lord. Well, we need to do our part to be light in darkness. And the churches that are not doing that are going to just kind of go along with the crowd. But that's not what Christ is looking for. He wants us to be faithful.
Mahoney says some pastors avoid preaching from Revelation because churchgoers might find it scary. But in his view, Revelation is ultimately comforting with its message that God's in control of all things. More information at thinkingmansfilms.com. This is SRN News. A shooting investigation in Michigan is over, or is it?
The parents of four students killed at a Michigan school are calling for a state investigation of all aspects of the 2021 mass shooting. They say the convictions of a teenager, Ethan Crumley, and his parents are not enough to close the book. The parents also want a change in Michigan law, which makes it hard to sue the Oxford School District for errors that contributed to the attack. A jury last week convicted the shooter's father, James Crumley, of involuntary manslaughter. John Scott reporting.
The Biden administration this week is expected to announce new automobile emission standards that relax proposed limits for 3 years, but eventually reach the same strict standards proposed by the EPA. The changes come as sales of zero tailpipe emissions electric vehicles needed to meet the standards have started to slow. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.